Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, my name is Johnny. I'm an alcoholic and I'm sober today. And the question is, what was our experience of the first 10 days sober? Well, I got sober on the 18th of October 2004 and I was 23 years old at the time. And the plan was not for me to come into Alcoholics Anonymous. I had no idea what was happening in my life at the time. I was very lost and confused. And, I was 23 years old in physical form, but I reckon emotionally I was probably around 15, 16, because alcohol did stunt my development and my growth. And I drank every day, and I drank because I loved the effect that it produced in me. And I took drugs and I gambled, you know, whatever made me feel good. I just wanted more and more of it. But the time come where I had to reach out for help, and that's what I did. And I reached out to a good friend of mine who I was working with, and he directed me into the rooms. And thank God I didn't do any more research. I went to that meeting, that first meeting, and I went to a meeting the next day, and slowly those days started to accumulate. And the first 10 days were I was in the fog, put it that way. I can't remember much of what was happening. I can't remember too many people that I met, but I do remember the feeling I was getting when I was in a meeting, and the feeling I felt afterwards. I felt content, and I felt satisfied, and I felt a sense of hope. And I met people who walked a similar path as me, and for the first time in my life, I didn't feel hopeless and lonely. And and all of a sudden, I had people reaching out to me, offering me their phone numbers and offering to take me out for a coffee and whatnot. And I was pretty suspicious. I thought, you know, they were either going to use me, or they wanted to gather some sort of information off me. But now looking back, they just wanted to see me progress and get well. And I did, as much as I didn't want to step out of my comfort zone. I was an introvert, and probably still am, to an extent, but I was very shy and had no social skills, and because the only way I was able to function was by having a drink in my system or a substance. And but I started getting well pretty quick, and doors started opening up. And you know, those first 10 days I did different meetings just because I was told to do that. I was told to get out of the old environment and put my recovery first. And no matter what came in my way, my program had to be my number one priority. And it's been 16 years since my first meeting, just over. And I haven't felt the need to go back or pick up a drink. You know, I've been able to live life on life's terms and go through some challenges and struggles without the thought of having a drink. And so Alcoholics Anonymous has given me freedom from the drink and freedom from self. So, yeah, thank you for letting me share.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.